Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Adams, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32
boobs. Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Saturday story time. I got to read one text really quick. P1B Rod said, yeah, no, I think you can trade the franchise and still be successful. The example I keep falling back on is the Mariners trading Junior A-Rod and Randy Johnson. They ended up winning 116 games. Yeah. Baseball's a little different than basketball, but it can be done. You conveniently left out what happened for the next 20 seasons after that.
I was going to say, yeah. B-Rod, good example for a year.
For a year, yes.
And then they squandered Felix and Ichiro and
did not make the playoffs for two decades.
Longest drought in pro sports.
Yes, yes it was.
So, you know.
All right, what do we got, Swag?
A little NBA Finals theme stat or story today. Your first number is 45. Is it the combined points, rebounds, and assists average of Nikola Jokic in the two regular season meetings between the Nuggets and Heat this season? Or is it the cost in cents that Voodoo Donuts was selling their sprinkle cake donuts yesterday?
Was it like a special donut day? 45 cents? That's a pretty cheap donut. 45. I'm gonna go story here. Sounds about right numbers wise, just to even out to specifically 45. I'm gonna go story.
Yeah, I feel like averages in those three categories would not come out to a nice little even round number.
If anything, I maybe wouldn't want to say it's a little higher because he averaged damn near a triple double. So you're going for like 30, 10, and 9.
I need a decimal in there. I'm gonna go story as well.
In the two meetings during the regular season, Jokic averaged 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 10 assists for 45 combined.
That extended buzzer has pissed me off even more when I miss ever since.
Yes. He very aggressively presses it, too.
Well, no, it's an extended buzzer. You had to get
a
new
buzzer
sound. I can hear
the click. I feel the clicking through my headset.
No, Voodoo Donuts celebrated its 20th anniversary. And yesterday sold sprinkle cake donuts for 20 cents.
Hey, look at that deal.
Look, our city's got a lot. I know some of you are going to laugh about this. I think our city and our state have a lot to be proud of. And I know some of you out there, I think we've said this a couple times, like it shouldn't just be known as carpet and airport and pink box city. But it is a hell of an achievement by them to start that donut shop and go national and be recognized and respected to the point where you see at least 50 pink boxes in
there. Last year, 2022, their Bacon Maple Bar voted greatest maple glazed donut in America.
Ooh, good for them. How many markets is Voodoo in?
Oh, in addition to the stores here Portland, Washington, Colorado, California, Texas, and Florida.
That's a hell of an achievement, man.
All the way in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they've got like, I know some of them are airport locations. And
so is Voodoo the one in Florida, the most non-woke one?
Do they not have any woke donuts?
I don't know.
And they cancel their name, Voodoo. Is that going to be upsetting to parents and schools?
The voodoo that you do. Well done, Voodoo.
All right, your next number is 60.
60.
60.
Is it the number of games of NBA Finals experience the roster of Miami brings into this year's finals?
Oh, Udonis is responsible for 60 by himself.
Or is it the number of cupcakes a wandering black bear ate when it broke into a local Connecticut bakery before being scared off by the owner honking her car horn?
This is Udonis' seventh finals.
Yes, Jimmy Butler's been to a finals. I mean, most of the team has been to a finals.
Six games for Bam.
Six for Jimmy.
Hero,
Duncan. Kyle Lowry won a finals in Toronto.
Yeah.
And was on the 20... Was he on the bubble finals team?
No. That was Goran Dragic.
Okay.
Who... No, he's not back.
I'm going to go Story. I think it's higher than that.
I think it might be as well.
Is there anybody? Kevin Love went to four finals in Cleveland.
I'm going Story.
Story.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yes.
Kevin Love was the underrated one for you to bring up.
70 games of experience. Yeah. Udonis Haslam has 27. Kevin Love, 15. Butler, Hero, Lowry, Duncan Robinson, all with six. Bam has four.
I love Udonis Haslam posting after Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals a picture with the trophy. Like,
wait a minute.
He did anything.
Wait a minute. How does Bam have less than Jimmy?
Was he injured? Did he not play?
He played in the finals.
Did he miss a game in the finals?
No. Bam played in the finals.
This is from ESPN Stats and Information. Bam has four, so I don't know if he was hurt. I don't know if he didn't play.
So this game's played.
It says finals experience.
Because I don't know if Udonis played in all of their finals.
For Denver.
Udonis didn't even, I don't think he played in the bubble.
Looking it up, I'm on it.
Denver only has Kentavious Caldwell-Pope with six.
Yeah.
With the Lakers.
He only played in four games against the Lakers.
And Jeff Green only four.
He missed games two and three of that series. Bam Adebayo did.
Okay.
He played in game one, game four, game five, and game six.
Is it an ankle injury?
I don't know.
Oh.
This comes to us from our friends at the Huffington Post. This is in Avon, Connecticut. A hungry black bear went in. The garage door was open of a Connecticut bakery. They were loading up the van for deliveries and helped himself to a box of 60 cupcakes. Right there in the parking lot, just snarfing them down. They were trying to come up and scare the bear, but the bear would just look up and the employee would run off. So the owner got in her car, finally started honking the horn, and he ran off. Apparently, there are 1,000 to 1,200 black bears that live in Connecticut. Sightings in 158 of the state's 169 towns and cities. Police had a record 67 reports of bears entering Connecticut homes in 2022. Want to move to Connecticut?
No, thank you. I have no desire to live in Connecticut.
What if ESPN called you?
How much are they going to pay me to live in Connecticut?
I mean, it's ESPN. I would assume high six figures.
Yeah, I'd consider it at that point. But outside of that, I'm not moving to Connecticut by choice.
Greeny lives in Connecticut.
Of all the places to live, Connecticut is pretty low on my list.
Why? Isn't Connecticut a rich state? Doesn't it?
Well, there's little pockets right down by where it borders with New York.
Yeah.
That people go into the city.
Yes.
I just, of all the places to live in the Northeast, I wouldn't mind living in the Northeast. Connecticut, no thank you. I would live in Boston probably before that, Philadelphia.
Give me Vermont.
Vermont?
I would go live in Vermont.
What would you do in Vermont?
Gorgeous. Just
Warren.
You don't do it. Hold on.
Vermont.
Can I just, for the audience sake, you don't do outdoors things at all.
I'm just going to be snowed in for half the year.
I'd get a snowmobile and just cruise around.
You would not get a snow. You're lying about who you are as a human.
Be honest with yourself, Swigard.
He says, beautiful. You don't even hike and you live in Portland, Oregon.
We got the gorge right down the road.
And you don't go. Vermont, because it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Liar.
Your final number, 42,069.
When's the last time you went camping?
Camping trip. No. A decade.
It's beautiful.
I know.
All these pine trees, smells great.
69, you say?
42,069.
Sorry, I heard the 69.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
Is it the combined number of career minutes played by Kevin Love and Udonis Haslam in the NBA?
Mm.
Or is it the list price on Zillow of Meade High School in Maryland as seniors put the listing up as a senior prank?
$42,000 for a high school?
High school, yeah.
I'm going to go buy a high school.
I saw a really sad and funny story over the weekend. If this doesn't tell you America, I don't know what does. People struggling with their finding a place to rent because of the high costs are now finding that renting out old abandoned malls is cheaper than three-bedroom apartments.
It's like a scene out of The Last of Us, man.
Oh, yeah. The malls look depressing.
Stay out of there.
I am going to go senior prank in hopes that it's true. That's a great prank.
I don't even know how to begin to calculate minutes. I'll go stat, though, just to answer differently.
It's a story.
Hey, all right.
Love and Haslam have combined for 48,049 minutes. Love, 26,330. Haslam, 21,719. So this was from Maryland, Fort Meade, Maryland. So the senior students made a bogus Zillow listing, $42,069. They put it up on Zillow. The listing includes this nice half-working jail is on sale for a steal. All 15 bathrooms come with sewage issues. There's a nice spacious kitchen and dining room, private basketball court. Home also comes with a private study. School also comes with dangerous unfinished sections that you could cost you your life. Your neighbors are rodents and insects that'll make you squeal. 100 parking spots.
Make you squeal.
So, yeah. Fortunately, the school administration, not the first time, I guess students in Broadneck High School in Annapolis hung a for sale sign outside the school a couple years back. The administrator there said, it was a simple, funny prank. No one was hurt. No property was damaged. Everyone got a great laugh. Thank you, administrator, for having a sense of humor.
This is how old we are. That should have been the easiest story guess of all time. You know why? 42,069.
Yeah.
Break it down. They went 420.
Yeah.
69.
Yeah.
Of all the numbers to list a school for, if you're an 18-year-old kid, what are you coming up with?
420. I can't get past 69. Your Vermont comment. It's beautiful. Like, you're just some outdoorsy hiker fisherman.
Have you ever been to Vermont?
Yes.
Okay. There's at least a start.
I have taken a, I did a,
yeah, uh-huh.
fall, yeah, uh-huh. fall yeah. trip through New England, seeing uh-huh. the colors change.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous. I love Kennebunkport, Maine. We stayed two nights in Kennebunkport. Saw the Bush compound from up high. That's a nice piece of property
nice
right
piece
there.
Nice piece of land there on the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to it. It's just
ridiculous. New Hampshire, I could leave her. Yeah.
New Hampshire?
Yeah, because you go from the coast, so down there, Kittery, Maine, Kennebunkport, and you drive west, and you go through New Hampshire, and we ended up in Stowe,
Brother,
Vermont.
I need Boston, Philly, and I'd only live in Connecticut for ESPN purposes. I need a big place.
Everything's close together. It's not that,
that
far
is,
apart.
Swag is true on
Those
that
are
in the Northeast.
Small damn states.
I don't want to drive from Vermont to Boston.
You got the train. Everybody takes a train.
And they're working on the high-speed train, too, although that's been delayed. But once you get that, I mean, you could go from, like, Connecticut to downtown New York City in 40 minutes. So, that is the good part about the Northeast. I've never been north of, like, New York, though. I've never experienced most of that area.
I would say go at the fall. It was absolutely gorgeous. The weather was good.
Yeah.
The main coast is a lot like Oregon. It's real rocky.
Yep.
But, no, I had a great time. The food is amazing.
My daughter's doing history now, U.S. history, and she's starting to just randomly come home and quiz us on stuff. My wife is bowing out before the question's even asked. I don't know.
Fire them my way. I like a good history question.
What was one she asked me? Oh, she goes, what was the Stamp Act about, Dad?
The Stamp Act.
And I was like, oh, crap.
Don't you get it?
No.
It's about tobacco taxes.
Right. You know what I said? It was for us standing up for our mailing tax. So we
standing up for our stamps.
About taxes on tobacco.
Don't tread on me.
Cigarettes.
She got really upset. I forgot what it was. But she asked me one of them, and I said the answer, and she was like, dude.
that you got the answer.
She's
right.
Getting mad if I know
she's
the
getting
answer.
Mad. She wants to come home and stump dad.
And I'm like, you like history? Then she goes, no, I don't. And I'm like, you've asked me every day after school history questions.
That's good. I like to hear the children are interested in history. We need to know history, learn history, study history.
I've told her some historical things that she's like, that really happened? And I'm like, sadly, yes. And she goes, wow.
You guys have any good senior pranks when you were a senior? It's the last week of school, this week, next week?
Our senior class sucked.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. Our class is maybe the worst in Park Rose history. We didn't do anything funny.
I don't think we did anything either.
In fact, I didn't participate, but I think their prank, I could be wrong on this, I think their prank was we slept in the baseball dugouts or something.
I don't remember anything.
Literally the worst prank memorable. I've ever heard in my life. The class, like 3 years before us, we were freshmen. We were one of the last classes to have Freshman Fridays happen to us. And for people who don't know Freshman Friday, the seniors used to annihilate freshmen in funny but also kind of weird homosexual ways. Like, just what are you doing there? Their funny prank was actually taking the big senior bench, and they got it on the roof. And everybody saw it in the front of
good.
Park Rose, yeah.
Did you drop a homeo? A homosexual?
A homo. I didn't mean a homeo. Yeah. I meant homosexual kind of subtleties.
Because you're like friends, you're in school together, you went homeo.
Weren't homies, though. What they did to us was not right.
Hey, coming up...
They should have been in jail.
Coming up next.
Duct tape's not supposed to go there.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.